A lot of people speak about that part, like you have the right mindset, feel good, and take action. But he said there's a last part. And that last part is what we call the earth luck, your environmental luck. And that is something that the Chinese for the last thousands of years have started understanding, that you know there is something about your environment that affects you. And the energy system to find that out, to understand that, is actually called feng shui.
Hello, hello, high vibing it homies. Welcome to another fabulous and magical episode of High Vibing It. Today, I'm like a little bit starstruck. I'm excited because we're talking to Miss Marie Diamond about feng shui. I'm so excited. So anyone who knows me and is like a friend in my life knows that I'm like the queen of the house vibes. Like the vibe has got to be right in the space. I'm very sensitive to the vibes of a space, whether I'm in a doctor's office or I'm in somebody's house or I'm at a salon or wherever I am. I'm just like, oh, the vibe's not right. We need to fix this. We need to sit here. We need to do this. Like I've always been very sensitive to that. And I think part of it is because my mom, when I was growing up, she was always an interior designer. So she's a space beautifier too. And she's very aware of the energetics and the beauty and the flow and all that. And it's funny because I actually took your course, Marie, a while ago, and I made my whole family go through it with me. And I loved the way you incorporated affirmations with the feng shui and activating all the areas, and your specific flavor and methodology of feng shui really resonated with me. So I loved it. And I've studied a bunch of stuff since then. So I have like so many questions to ask you today. But for anyone who's new to your world and doesn't know, Marie Diamond is a feng shui and dowsing master. She has a new book called Feng Shui Your Life that I need to read because I have not read it yet. You may recognize her from The Secret. She's a star in The Secret, and she's a personal and business mentor. And we're so excited to have you on today. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, we're
Marie.
Excited.
Marie,
for anyone not watching, we're all wearing matching outfits today, so I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, so that's what's interesting is you changed right before the recording, Marie, or you changed your color. I was just wearing this brown sweater underneath, but I had to put this on, which is a brighter, like a whiter, creamy color because I'm just so cold here. But yeah, it worked out that we were all kind of matching. But Marie, I'm so happy to have you. For those maybe that aren't quite as familiar with you, can you kind of go over how you started on this path, like what got you into feng shui? And side note, I have dowsing rods that I don't know how to use, so maybe in Patreon we can go and you can like teach me the basics. I'm very eager to use them. I just don't want to do it wrong. So anyway, back to feng shui. How did you get into this work and what kind of drew you to it?
Well, you know, it's really feng shui found me, let's put it this way. I mean, it really started my journey about feng shui when I was 15 years old. And so I was run over by a truck and I had a near-death experience. I was declared dead and I went to the other side. And so there I got a message from beings of light. I cannot describe it differently, that I had to go back to enlighten more than 500 million people. Now, of course, when I woke up after a couple of days in coma, I had no idea what that meant. And so, you know, I'm from Belgium, Catholic family. So the word enlightenment has never been placed in my vocabulary at that point. And so a few months later, I reconnected with a spiritual mentor that I already connected in early age. When I was seven, I started meditating. I was very drawn to spirituality and energy because I could see energy. And so I asked this man, like, what did I do wrong to attract this? Because I already was aware of the law of attraction. I was already visualizing. I already had created a vision wall. So there was like a lot of things I already, you know, very early on was working with. And he just said to me, you had bad feng shui. And I was like, what's that, right? So of course he gave me some tips. And so I started practicing these tips. One of them was I was in the north side of the house, and the north is not my personal good direction. And so he said, move to the West. So my brothers already left the house. So that room was available. So I moved to the Western side, who's actually my relationship energy. And so I painted it in the colors that he suggested was like orange and white. And I started literally recreating my space. So, you know, at that time, posters didn't really exist. We did not have a lot of money. So I kind of took paper and I started drawing, like very basic, to be honest. I'm not an artist. You know, like love and friendship, because I was alone, had no love in my life. I was bullied at school. So it was really a lot of tough times for me before I moved to that space. And like within a few weeks, the bully stopped bullying me. I started having friends. I got my first love. It was like all these things start turning around. So, you know, at that time, of course, I started looking into more feng shui. But, you know, in a Catholic country like Belgium at that time, there were no books in the library on feng shui. They did not even exist in my language, was actually Dutch, Flemish. So it was very interesting. And this is before internet, so I couldn't do any research, right? So that's actually how I started practicing these basic steps. And so when I was 19, I started deciding to go to college, and I made a decision to become a lawyer, because I thought, like, I want to really make an impact in society. And if I become a lawyer, I could become a diplomat. I could work for the United Nations. And I ultimately started working at 25 for the Belgian and the European government. So I did international law. And at 30, I just decided that this was not my kind of thing anymore. I was already, you know, meanwhile, meditating for a long time. I started having a lot of people coming for coaching. And as I could see the energy and tell what's going on in their life, I started adding some feng shui steps. But I was just really like, I didn't know anything at that point yet, but just a few things. And so then at 31, I started studying in Malaysia with a grandmaster. And that grandmaster taught me really to become a classic feng shui expert. So I'm really trained in the ancient systems. And so I started adding that to my consulting. I also started speaking about it, teaching about it. And then, you know, by then there were books in my language also out on this topic. But, you know, I think I was the first feng shui expert in my country, to be honest. And I think the first top 100, you know, at that time came together once, and there was like nobody almost from Europe. They were all from America or Asia. And so I knew I needed to really move forward with that. And then, yeah, that's kind of how I started getting into feng shui and practicing it. Now I have more than 1 million online students. So we definitely have gone an extra mile to teach people feng shui.
And this is just such a classic reminder that if you don't have the tools, create the tools, right? Like all that empty space on the bookshelf was waiting for you, Marie. Just fill the space with your knowledge. And I think that a lot of times we can get discouraged. Well, there's nothing out there. I can't find anything. Maybe that's your sign that you have to create the tool that you need in order to help other people. So thank you for that story. That's, you should have warned me, Kels, that our guest was going to get hit.
He went right into the other side, got hit by a car.
I wish I didn't
waste no time.
Yeah, that's definitely intense. And also, if you got told it's because you didn't have good feng shui, what better reason to learn feng shui, right?
Yeah, that's wow. It, right? Because, you know, I'm a very eager person to learn, you know, what is wrong and what how can I improve it. But, you know, at that time, there was just, you know, I would say people have, and I think like what Kelsey's saying, like some people really have that access to feel the vibe of a space. Yeah. Right. Most people don't, to be honest. Right. Yeah. So, but I think some people at least know that they go into a space and they feel like it's yucky. It doesn't feel great, but they don't know what it is. And then others just, you know, are totally oblivious to it.
Yeah. Right?
No idea. And so the whole point is that we need to connect with that. And, you know, for thousands of years, you know, the Chinese have really understood that there is something that is the vibration of your environment, and they start practicing it. And that is what we call feng shui.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about this a lot too. Like, your body is the home of your soul, right? But then your house is even an extension of that. And because it is bigger in the 3D, in some ways, it has a lot of energy and potential to call things in for you, to help you manifest, to hinder your manifesting abilities if the vibes are not on fleek. So it's funny because I'm actually...
Go ahead. No, it's so true, because you said something very beautiful about your body is your home for your soul, but your home is the home is your home for your body and your soul, right? So it's really that, and that three-dimensional vision board, that's kind of what I really understood very early age on. And then when I was working with my grandmaster, he told something very powerful. And that's something that stick with me. And I always explain that to people. Like, you know, when we are born, we already come in with a package of law of attraction. Like literally our soul comes in already with a basic package. The package where you're born, the family you are in, the culture you have chosen, and some talents that you have also, right? I don't have a talent to sing, but I have a talent to dance, right? So for example, that's like a difference, right? And that's different for everybody. You also have a purpose. You know, you don't only have talents, you also have a purpose to come forward and to bring that to the world. Now, we call that destiny or your karma. And so some people would say that's 100%. And actually, it's not true. It's only like, according to him, 33%. So it's possible we don't do anything with that, right? With his talents and with his purpose. And then it's like, you know, it's almost like a life wasted almost, right? You know, in a sense, people... they live, but they don't really live, right? And then another part of that is what we call the human luck. And the human luck is actually your human experience and your mindset, your behavior, your actions that you take. So let's say that basic package, do you do something with that? Do you have a positive mindset about it? Do you take action upon it? Do you have a good mood, good behavior towards it? Let's think you have a talent to sing, but you keep singing in your shower and you never take practices, or you never go on The Voice of America, for example, to try it out, right? So you don't have a mindset to even think, yes, I can do this, or yes, I feel good about myself doing it, then that part will be not effective. And so that's another 33%. What I would say in the self-development, self-help world, a lot of people speak about that part, like you have the right mindset, feel good, and take action. But he said there's a last part. And that last part is what we call the earth luck, your environmental luck. And that is something that the Chinese for the last thousands of years have started understanding, that, you know, there is something about your environment that affects you. And the energy system to find that out, to understand that, is actually called feng shui. And there's a second aspect to that is dowsing. And dowsing is more finding the magnetic disturbances of the earth magnetism where you live. But feng shui is really about finding the flow of qi, flowing the flow of wind and water, because that's actually what it means. It's like you can compare it a little bit with acupuncture. Right. So you look at the body and your body is stuck. People do acupressure, put needles, or they do movements with Tai Chi or Qigong. So to get the Qi going. So feng shui is actually the energy system for the home, to making sure that, of course, we're not going to redo the whole house. But I always say to people, start with like acupuncture points. Like there are certain areas that are very good for you that you can change the energy there. And then when you do that, your earth luck is changing. And because of that, your human luck will change, because you start thinking differently, feeling differently, doing things differently. And ultimately, your destiny will change. Yeah. And so, or you will perhaps, you know, finally find your purpose and do what you're supposed to do here in this life from your soul experience. So it's like that basic level is that missing link that a lot of people don't have. And so in The Secret, that's actually, I'm the only one talking about that, because I talk about, you know, what people have around them as images. Of course, there's more to that than this. But in a way, it's like you can have a vision in your mind. You can feel the vision in your heart. You can take action upon your vision. And you can even make a vision board. But if your three-dimensional vision board, your home where you live, sleep, and work in, is telling a different story, it will be really dominating.
Yeah.
in your mind. Yeah, because it's bigger than you and it's always constant present. While you are perhaps thinking about something, but 10 minutes later, you're thinking about something else. Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay here. Have you seen what's new inside my Align Your Mind membership? Members already get instant access to my best hypnotherapy audios, mindset hacks, manifesting methods, and more on demand right at their fingertips. But now when you join AYM, you'll also get a major VIP level upgrade with my brand new goal-focused hypnotherapy toolkits. These toolkits inside AYM are carefully curated hypnotherapy bundles designed with your specific goals in mind. Whether you desire to call in more money consistently, get out of the mindset rut that you're in, renew your passion and confidence, manifest with more ease and power, cultivate more self-love and inner knowing, or finally release the burdens from your past and heal. Once your subconscious mind is on board with your goal, it's a done deal, and that's what my toolkits are designed to do for you. So if you're ready to rewire your mind, release what's holding you back, and manifest your desires with ease, the AYM membership is where it's at. Just hit the link in the episode description and start embodying your highest potential.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And it's interesting the way that like feng shui is cause and effect, but then it can also, I've noticed, like work in reverse, right? So if you're sick or if you're depressed and then your room becomes a mess and then your house is all messed up, but then like, what's the first thing you want to do once you start feeling better? You want to clean, you want to raise the vibration, you want to maybe rearrange the furniture, you want to open the windows, you want to get some fresh air. Like, I feel like we all have some intuitive instinct in what feels better in a space than not. And like, when you go to a restaurant, most people want to sit in a booth in the back where they can see the door because they want to be in that power position, but they don't know that that's what they're doing. They're just doing it because it feels better, right? So I just find it so interesting how the home is almost like, or even the business or whatever physical space you're in, is like a metaphor for life and how it all just mirrors back and forth to each other.
Yes, that is so correct. You know, that's why I said, you know, people are oblivious to it, but in a way they're doing it, right? And some, you know, I would say top people I've been visiting their homes, their offices, a lot of them are really very good with feng shui already, but they have no idea that it's called feng shui, right? And then other areas in their life where they're probably not in tune with, like their relationships or their health or even their spirituality, that where we need to change some things. And then in other places, people are really good with their relationships because they're in tune with that. But then money-wise, they're very out of tune. And then it shows that their home is also out of tune for that.
Yeah. So how can we make our home into manifesting machines? The people want to know, because we're always talking about manifesting and law of attraction on the podcast, and we've really never dove into how to use your home as a tool for that. So this could be any fun practice that you're loving right now, something specific or in general.
So the first thing I always say to people is, just as you already mentioned, is like, you know, open your space. Yeah. So declutter the space, organize your space, because then you're organizing in a way your mindset also. Right. So that's the first thing. And I would love for you to look through the house, like if you would be the eyes of the universe, you know, like don't look at it as you, but look at it like, what does the universe see through my eyes? Yeah. And so like, oh, there's mess or there's broken things or the images around me, they're all from lonely people. Hey, you know, what do I say? Do I perhaps tell I'm okay with being lonely and single? Right. So just look at it for more an eyes of awareness, I call it. Yeah. So that's the first step I would love people to do. And then we have something very specific in feng shui. We call it personal feng shui. And so based on your birthday and based on your birth gender, there is an energetic profile that you have. And so people can find that out by going to my free Mary Diamond app. It's on all the app stores. And then people put their birthday and their birth gender in, and then they will get a number between 1 and 9. And so -5, so you get a profile. And so you will actually then also be able to click on your compass. And so on my diamond compass, I have a success direction. Everybody has one, but for everyone, it's different, right? So mine is southwest. Yours can be north, can be east. I don't know what it is for you. And so what people then do, they hold the compass in the center of the room that they work in, that they live in, and where they sleep in. And they first check what is in that direction, like in my direction right now, all my books, There are my awards behind it, but also below it, I have my contracts, I have my bank statements. So things that are important to me, resonating with me, right? With nobody else. Yeah. And I also make sure that I have normally my vision board there. I always take it off because, you know, I don't want everybody to see my vision board. And so you need to first check out your success direction. Your success direction is actually your portal to the universe that is constant. And it's where your wind energy is open. So it's like where you have always positive flow. Yeah. Now, if you put something there that is opposite your positive flow, like a garbage can or an image of, you know, war, right? Or an image of, I saw 2 days ago an image, somebody put there a cage, an empty cage, right? It's kind of something that's kind of popular for some people. So they love cages. I'm like, what are you saying to your success direction, right? I'm sorry. There's some noise from my dog. He's
barking. That's okay. We can barely hear it.
Okay, great. So so you have to think, what is there? How is that resonating with me subconsciously? Because your home has been a three-dimensional subconscious vision board. So is that, or you know, really affecting you? Or is it really like you have dry flowers there, right? So your business is drying up. So guess what's going to happen to your mindset? Yeah. So that is actually what the first people need to do, is look at, first of all, becoming aware of what is there right now, and then change it to, and everybody has a book on success or a book on manifestation, mm-hmm. or have, you know, leadership books or anything that resonates with you. And I love starting to work with books because we all have such a book. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to start.
Real quick, the app, in case anyone's, you know, I had to search it as you're talking,
but I already had it.
The app has on board the app train. The app has 1700 reviews and a 5-star rating. This is honestly one of the best rated apps I've ever seen. So guys, if you have it and it's free, do it. Anyway, just had to put it out there.
I was not even aware of that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, it's not a sliver off the 5, because you know sometimes it'll be like 4.9 and you can see the star shape. Nope, it's full five stars. So that's exceptional. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
I'm doing it now.
It's really fun to use too. I had to re-download it because I haven't used it in a while. But when I did, I was checking all my areas. And then I believe my number is at 8, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
it's the same as me. We have Southwest, a successive action. Mm-hmm. But the thing is on it, it's also, there's meditations, there's daily messages. You can check other people's numbers, but you then need to send it to their phone. There's a link that you can send, or to all their social media, because when you do that, they have to download, because the profile is connected with your birthday. So you cannot load up somebody else their profile. It's not possible. And there's, you know, a whole bunch of videos for free. And if people really want to go to a next level, to like have monthly, like a whole course coming through with meditations, with feng shui, then they have to upgrade for a one-time, very small fee. So we keep it very accessible, and making sure that everybody that starts using feng shui or uses my book, Feng Shui Your Life, that you can keep practicing for free, because that's very important to me, right? So that, you know, there are people from all over the world that are using that, and not everybody has the money to download something and pay for it, but your information is for free. You'll always have access to it.
That's beautiful. And it's really fun to go around your house with the compass and look in your specific directions and see like what's going on. What about the parts of the compass that are blank, where it's not like a significant area for you?
So, you know, you will see that on your compass, you will have 4 directions that are indicated. One is for success, relationships, health, and wisdom. And wisdom is all to do with your connection with God, you know, your spirituality, your religion. So feng shui is not a religion, it's just an energy system. So it honors all belief systems. And so there are 4 directions that are empty. And so what does it mean is that these ones are the ones that you don't have good wind energy from. So for example, if you would put your success activations, your awards or your certifications in a direction that is not good for you, you will see that it will be harder to get successful. It's harder to receive money from what you do. And so it's almost like you have the wind against you. right? And there are four directions you have the wind with you. Now,
right.
You can reach the top of a mountain with the wind against you. Yes, of course you can, but with a lot of willpower, a lot of effort, a lot of, and at the end you're exhausted. So if you have the wind behind you, you go easier to the top with, you know, more ease, less effort, and faster, right? So it's one of the things that people have seen, that people tell me like, oh, I've been using the secret, the law of attraction. And, you know, I do manifest, but it's slow, or it's delayed, or it's so hard, you know, I have to work so hard, so much discipline. Feng Shui doesn't require you to be disciplined on just making sure you keep everything.
Just set it up, yeah.
In an orderly and set it up. And so once you set it up, I always say to people, every 6 months, check again, right? Because it could be that your life has changed. You have a different job, you have different friends, perhaps different romance. You don't know what's happening in your life, right? So update it every 6 months. That's the first thing. But a lot of people in the law of attraction feel they're hitting a ceiling, yeah, with their manifestation. And I always say to people, look, you have to understand, if people that created the book The Secret and the movie at a certain point called me and said, Marie, The Secret is not working for me anymore. Yeah. And I said, let me come in and do my magic. Right. Of course, it's not magic. It's just energy system.
Right.
Right. So, and I said, okay, what's in your success direction? Oh, you have a garbage can. What do you want to put there is the DVD. And at that time, existing as a DVD, the book that you want in, you know, that direction. What do you want? I want to be on Oprah. Okay, let's put an image of Oprah magazine there. Right. So just put some things like acupuncture. You activate a few things. And then, of course, half of the people in The Secret were already my clients. And when they also told me, like, Marie, I'm hitting a ceiling. The late Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, Dr. John Gray, you know, a lot of these people at a certain point felt like their own work was not working anymore because they're focusing on.
So they are human. That's good to know.
They are human, totally. Great friends, great people, but just also human, right? And so, and then they activate everything, and then they went through the ceiling to another level. Yeah. Because there's an alignment then happening between your soul, your mindset, your body, and your environment. And when that is aligned, things go with more ease and effortless.
Okay. So I have to tell you, I'm a nine. I just found out
the healer.
Healer.
Yeah.
So when you open the compass, so do you not, okay, I have a lot of questions. When you open the compass, it shows your own personal, basically your own personal map as to where to put stuff.
It's your personal energy map for the home. Yes.
So do you not use the, what is it called? The ghee? Is it called a ghee? The little map that's supposed to be like every, what's it called?
The bagua.
The bagua. Thank you. Do you not use that, or is it just you just go more personal with it?
Yes. Yeah, so the bagua is a general map, yeah, right, that they put on every house. Now, this is a system that was created in the early 80s, I think, by a Chinese feng shui master here in America. I think because that was the level that most people could understand at that time, right? So, but that is actually very basic feng shui, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's nothing personal. Now it's correct, but for certain houses, it worked very well. For certain houses, much less. So for the cardinal facing houses, facing east, west, south, and north, it will work very well. For the subcardinal, it doesn't work very well. I mean, that's what I've been experiencing. So what we're going in is we're going much personal, right? It's based on your birthday and on your birth gender. So that's the first step.
Yeah.
We continue on that level in a more advanced feng shui. We look at every degree of the front door. Is that creating a different flow, a different floor plan? So it's never the bagua system. The bagua system gives a general indication. Yeah. So about every home, every half a degree of a front door. So if your front door is 272 and a half, it will be a different house than 273.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for, you know, from that perspective, we work for very advanced. And also when you moved in, it will be different depending on when you moved, when you changed your, for example, mortgage, you did restoration or renovations, things will really shift. Yeah. So it is, it's a whole other level. And we, like I said, we also work with time feng shui. So there's space and there's time feng shui and personal feng shui. So what I've seen is that people can start with personal feng shui because it's very fast. Yeah, people have immediate results. Within 9 days to 9 weeks, people see a result happening in their life. So because it's so personal.
Hey, hi vibing at homies. It's your homegirl, Kelsey here. Have you ever felt like you're stuck in the daily grind and looking for a simple and therapeutic way to elevate your life? Well, I've got something super special for you. Introducing the 1111 Club, my new Etsy shop, and your go-to destination for transformative, downloadable, and printable journals. Imagine unlocking the secrets to a positive money mindset, diving deep into transformative shadow work, and manifesting your best year yet with my New Year Manifestation Journal. These journals are crafted and channeled by yours truly to guide you on your journey to living a best life. Many of the prompts and exercises you'll find inside the journals are tools I personally use and tools that I use with my high-paying clients that you can now access for only $11.11 a journal. And as a special treat for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive 30% off on all journals right now. Yes, you heard that right, 30% off. Just use the code HVI30 at checkout. Don't miss out on the chance to transform your life one page at a time. Head over to the 1111 Club on Etsy right now. Your journey to a better you starts here. And as always, I've linked to the shop in the show notes. Happy journaling.
You know what's really funny, Marie, yeah, and Kels? I have in my success, which is an Eastern direction, yeah, I got two money trees. Perfect. So there's that. Yeah. But I'll have to, so what if you're married, right? And your partner's relationship area is different than yours. What do we do?
Well, that's not a problem. You make sure that you activate, for example, in your bedroom, you put a picture of you and your partner in your relationship direction, and you put a picture of you and your partner in his, her, or their relationship.
Ah.
Right? So it's all what you are focusing on, right? And then, you know, what we always say, if you can, also, as you work, like on your desk, I think both of you are having some support behind you. One of the other tips is to always see the door as you are sitting where you are right now. I think both of you can see the door. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's something we call the power position, because then you're seeing the energy coming in. So that's very strong. And then if you also, where you're sitting, take the compass. I'm taking the compass right now. And you hold the compass in front of you, and if you can look at one of your four good directions. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my wisdom is south, which means I'd have to be like, I'm almost there, but it's just, if I'm yeah. facing this, then south is like right here.
Yeah. Then you move your desk a little bit.
Just pivot it. Okay. Pivot it,
right. So, or your computer screen, right?
Yeah.
So okay. It's just like right now you're facing southwest. So southwest is probably an empty space for you. Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Correct. So just pivot it. You still see the door, but you change it. Things don't have to be all straight, and you know, you can be a little bit diagonally, right? And so like I'm facing my wisdom direction, because that's the only direction I can see the door and face one of my good directions. Yeah. So okay. If you can do that, that would be awesome.
I just did it. We did it.
We just did it.
We're facing wisdom, guys. Amazing.
Yeah. But what we have seen, and that's very powerful, is that we have done a lot of tests with encephalograms to check the brainwaves. And so people are facing a good direction. Within a few seconds, they start spiking more to alpha vibration, alpha brainwaves, where you're more optimistic, you see more solutions, you see more opportunities, your brainwaves are like more open, right? And so if you're facing a wrong direction, so one of your four not good directions, within a three, four seconds, they start spiking more and more to beta brainwaves. And then they become more worried. They become more looking at the past instead of at the future. So it's like the energy shifts from the reptilian brain to the frontal cortex when you see the door and when you face a good direction.
So by the bad direction, you mean the empty spaces, right? Because everything else is like relation, success, health, wisdom.
Right. They don't tell you anything. And so it's just like the wind is not there. Like you become stuck, you become worried, you become fearful. So, and that's one of the things we've seen, that people shift things and suddenly people around them start seeing them differently. Like they're more respected, they get bonuses, they get raises, they get, like suddenly people like see you. Right, because your energy has shifted.
So funny. So funny. This is so cool. I'm happy to know that mostly I'm doing well. Like I want to sometimes face my desk toward the window, and I thought it was because of the good lighting, but it's where my success is. Boom. That's the east. My house faces east. So that's kind of cool that my whole entire house faces success. Yeah. I need to look at what's west, what's pointing west in my house, because that's a blank space. I need to figure that out.
So have you experienced success since you moved into this house?
Absolutely. I mean, we moved in, it's funny because we moved here in 2017, and I decided when we moved here that I was going to stop doing in-person sessions and basically launch my hypnotherapy practice online only. And it was the best decision that I ever could have made. So yeah, I would say yes.
Okay, amazing.
Wonderful.
I have a really specific burning question that I need to ask about home numerology. So I've heard that houses that are number 7 are bad. And I don't know if this is true or not. I would love to get your opinion. Also, I know that in like number 4 in Chinese numerology is also not a great number. So I'm curious about number 4 houses, number 7 houses. What are your thoughts on this? And for anyone who doesn't know house numerology, it's basically the number of your address. You add everything up until you get to one single digit. So you just keep adding the numbers until you get it down to one digit, and then you'll find your house number. And probably everyone that's going to realize they live in a 7 is probably like cursing me like, what do you mean my house is
Well, first of all, you know, adding your home numerology is nothing to do with feng shui. First of all, right? It's a different methodology, right? I don't believe number 7 houses are not good. So, you know, for a lot of people, 7 is a very strong number. They are actually considered the advisors. So they are considered more wise and elder, right? So they have more expertise. So think about 7 is also considered in Las Vegas a very lucky number. So because then you win. So I mean, to be honest, numbers is depending on the perception, the perspective you look at the numbers. So numerology systems have different outcomes. So I would say, you know, don't hang out too much or don't hang on too much on that. The number 4, interesting enough, is that in one of the languages of the Chinese, because they're different main languages, it kind of sounds like that. The words, if they would say 4, it sounds like that. And because of that, some of them are not happy with it. But 4 in feng shui is a very lucky number, right? So actually, when we calculate and, you know, in time feng shui, and you have a lucky 4 on you, then it means you will have a lot of writer's luck, romance, traveling. You will have a lot of networking. So it's actually it's a number of the bamboo, the blossoming luck. So to be honest, you know, from that perspective, again, it's all how you look at things, right? So I don't consider it an unlucky number at all.
Okay, so all numbers have their own luck in their own way. And it's just a matter of how you feel about the number. If you don't like that number, maybe stay away from that house.
Yeah, and if you follow a certain numerology and it's unlucky, change to another numerology system. That's
easier than moving house.
Yes,
change your numerology system. I'm curious, do you ever for clients, and I guess this would be hard unless you're like working with them on the project, but has anyone come to you and be like, can you blueprint me the most perfect feng shui house ever so I can build it and live in it?
Yes, of course. Many people have asked that to me. And the whole point is you can't, right?
Yeah.
Because qi is always moving. So the fact that we are working with time feng shui, there are several cycles of feng shui. We just ended a cycle of 8, the number 8. That was starting from 2004 to 2024. It just ends now on the 4th of February, actually. And then there starts a new cycle for 20 years again,
And that's nine?
And that's nine. Yes.
Does that mean I win because I'm a nine? Or is it nothing to
you
do with
it? You become stronger. You do become stronger there. Yes, you are.
Nice.
So, but what it means in number eight is like in feng shui, it's all about people are looking for information. And once they have information, they want to share it. So think about 2005, Google, Facebook started. So all this energy was all about people are researching information. And then once they know it, they want to share it. Podcasts, coaching, sessions, like all this is like they want to share. So that's the whole information of the last 20 years. And I think we can look at the world and see, yeah, that's exactly what has happened. So if you have built a house in the at least 20 years, it will have a certain flow. And I would say could be that your kitchen needs to be in the south for that direction. Your master bedroom needs to be in the west. I don't know. It depends on what is your front door.
Interesting.
So if then these people build it, then of course it could be in the next 20 years, if they renovate it, that we need to change a lot of the energy, sometimes just colors. Sometimes I would say the master bedroom is not so lucky anymore. You know, let's move it somewhere else or change the colors or change what we put in that bedroom, right? So there's a new cycle of nine. The cycle of nine is all about passion and purpose, yeah? So people now have all the information. Now the question is, what do you do with it? Yeah. So do you follow your passion? Do you follow your purpose? So that is the number nine. What are you, what fires you up? What fire do you want to spread? What positive energy do you want to spread in the world? It's not about, I know now the information, but now it's like blast it out to the world, you know, share it as much as you can, because this is a 20 year of enlightenment. Yeah. Okay. So all the people that have done the research have improved themselves, have transformed. Now they have the task to really step up and make the world a conscious place.
I mean, it makes sense also when you think of astrology and moving into more of the age of Aquarius and humanitarianism and intellectuality. And, you know, some people describe Aquarians as a little like spacey, a little out there, a little eccentric, you know. So I think that's cool, the overlap that I'm noticing in the themes. Even just in different energy systems, you know, astrology versus feng shui and how it all overlaps. And that
they're all aligned ultimately. So the question that you asked me, is it possible to do a perfect house? No, there is not. But even if a house is not perfect, you can always, it's always about finding again the balance and the harmony so that even things that are not so great still counterbalance it with colors, with elements, and just to make sure that there's an average that is a really high energy. But I've never, and I lived in 27 houses in my house in my life, I have to tell you, I've never encountered a perfect feng shui.
Well, you know, yeah. And that's actually good news for me, because what I'm hearing is there's no right perfect answer, but there's also no wrong answer, and you can make any space work to its maximum potential for you.
Correct.
So yeah. If you told me that I could build the perfect house, I would feel like I'm missing out. So I'm not trying to build a house right now. But if you tell me that doesn't exist, you can just make the space you work, you're in now work, that makes me feel really good.
So yeah, that's how it really is. And yeah. So people are thinking, I said, you know, even if you change one thing, let's say you activate your success direction, it is more than you did before.
Yes.
So we always say, if you change 1%, your life will change. But what if you can change 33% of your life? Yeah, you see what an impact that will be. Even if it's 10% of this 33% you're changing, ultimately you will already reap the benefits of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, 1%, 10%, 30%, we'll take it. We're all about the improvement here now, at 5 Minute.
I'm going to go back to the app one more time, because if you guys are listening and don't have it by now, I gave you plenty of time to download it and do it. So you definitely
I'll link to it in the show notes too.
And I won't. Yeah. I just searched for Marie Diamond in the app store and I found it, but I don't appreciate how it calls me out so accurately. I will say it says you're always focusing on healing or solving problems. Yes. But it says money can create stress for your health. Kelsey, why? And then
because you stress yourself out over nothing.
She's going to laugh. Kelsey's going to laugh so hard at this. This is verbatim. Do not become a hermit.
Too late.
Do not become a hermit. Enjoy the people around you. Music and dance will inspire your spiritual life. So I'm hearing a lot of things that feel really I love being a hermit. What do you mean? I love not having to talk to people. Well, you gotta tell me how to talk to more people? But I do appreciate it because it is actually quite accurate. And I think if everyone will see once they download it, like it's talking about you, girl or guy.
Yeah, it's very special. You know, it's like, you know, if people want to go more deeper in it, of course they can do the Feng Shui Your Life book. That's the book that just came out with Hay House and it's on Amazon. But if you want to go deeper into the energy number and the psychology on it and how it can help you to find the right profession, what is the right things for your health? What is the right thing to inspire you? What is the right way to work with your romance? They can go to the energy number book. That's the second book I would suggest to them.
Ooh, so yes,
can we talk about the book? Resources.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah,
Feng Shui Your Life. I keep wanting to say Feng. I'm so sorry. This is like a years long problem ever since I first heard the word. But let's talk about what you dive into with this newest book. And it's available now.
It is available. It's on Hay House, Amazon, good bookstores. So have it. What I wanted to do with this book is like, you know, if people, you know, I cannot be everywhere. So I want to make sure that it's like a beginner's guide to really have like almost like Marie Diamond with you hand by hand to go through your home and all the things I would point out, and also how to work with the compass, you know, the diamond compass on the app. So the app and the book really work together. And we always ask people to download the app so we can, you know, that it can go through the book in an easy way. So even people that have done feng shui for a long time, especially if they've done Bagua mapping, but they've never done the personal feng shui, they will really see, you know, an extra information that they probably have not heard of. So for me, this book is really created to go mainstream. So not just in the spiritual self-development energy world, but that everybody can really use it. And it's very interesting. I have a lot of interviews for big TV shows. And so, you know, whatever background the television network is, they love it because it's talking about energy and it's a very step-by-step program to really manifest the dream life that you want by using feng shui. So it's really anyone that has read it said, like, we can't put it down. So much information, really good reviews. And so, yeah, we became global bestseller already in that field of selling the book. So because I know it's like it's me, you know, with you. Right? So that's helpful.
That's amazing. You guys can have Marie Diamond in your pocket, in your back pocket. I can't wait to start reading it. I love a good study. This will be fun. Mm-hmm. And I just actually moved into a new home. This was built for us, so no one else has lived in it before. And I didn't get to customize like the layout or anything. I just got to pick my finishes and stuff like that. But being in the new home with the fresh vibe has been fun because I've been creating the vibe really in all the different rooms and different spaces and feng shuiing the heck out of it, which I continue to do and plan on still doing. So I did have a question that I want to ask you once we go over to the Patreon. So I am going to gatekeep a little bit here. Our Patreon people are going to learn the answer to this question because my sister asked me to ask it to you because she knows who you are. And she's like, you have to ask her about this because this is my problem in my house. I was like, okay, I'm sure a lot of people have that problem. I'll ask her. But before we head over to the Patreon, where can people work with you more, absorb more of your wisdom, your medicine? Obviously, they already know where they can get the books.
Yeah. So yeah, go to mariediamond.com and there you have access, of course, to the YouTube channel, the podcast, the app. We have a very good Instagram, Marie Diamond Official, with every today's new videos with a lot of new information and people love it. And so for me, it's very important to help you and understand what you can do. So I'm very generous with my information online for free because I really want you to get there and really reach the maximum of your potential. And then of course, if people want to work more personally with me, they can go and contact me through the website or DM me on the app and the Instagram. So I'm very much looking forward to support people on their journey.
Oh, thank you. This has been so fun, so great. Hopefully everyone's inspired to activate their success corner this year because likely you probably haven't before and now you know how. So get on the app, get on the book, get to activating all the areas of your home. It's literally like the funnest project to just go room by room, be like, okay, what's not working? How can we improve? What's not working? How can we improve? So highly recommend. We're going to head over to the Patreon. Anyone who's not in our Patreon, you can just go to patreon.com/highvibe. And for supporting the show for just a couple bucks a month, you get the video extended versions of every episode. You get free goodies from us. You get to comment on the episodes, just a little more personable and fun. So that's where the High Vibe and it VIPs hang out. And yeah, Lindsay, you have anything to say before we wrap up?
I'm just engrossed. I can't wait to keep talking about it. I do kind of want to talk on the Patreon, if it's okay, about maybe helping improve your kids' space, because that's a huge, and now I'm going to have a lot of time in the next few weeks. My husband's working a Super Bowl job, so I will have a lot of time to clean their room while they're at school. So I need all the tips about how to clear their space. So okay. It's all right. I want to talk about that. But other than that, you're great. I'm so happy to connect with you, and I can't wait to keep going on the Patreon.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Thank you to everybody who has left a review and shared the podcast with friends and family. We super appreciate it. It really helps the show a lot.
You can further support the show by joining patreon.com/highvibe to get exclusive content, extended episodes, bonuses, and more. Thanks again for listening. We love you so much, and we'll be back next week with another new episode. Bye.
Bye.